Guerrilla Comics. We've all heard of them. We've all seen them. We may even own some. But only one person I know has the guts to do something about them. And what's he doing? He's making more of them every chance he gets. I'm talking about Aussie comics creator Big Tim Styles and his comic series Guerrilla My Dreams. So, Tim, why Guerrilla Comics?
Well, Paul, to be completely honest, because people like them. My Guerrilla comic book series called Guerrilla My Dreams, it was only ever supposed to be just a one-shot comic, one and done. But as soon as I released it, the story I thought had a big full stop at the end. Everyone was like, we need to know more. We need to know what happened. So I just kept making stories, kept making issues. Yeah, we're up to about 5 issues published now, another 2 coming this year. And not only have fans enjoyed the books, I've been raking in awards from all over the world that people have really been enjoying this series, both commercially and critically, if that's the right words to use.
Yeah, so Guerrilla Comics are scientifically proven to be popular because they get awards.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And like I said, you know, I thought I had written just a nice little self-contained one-shot story, but the fans, they didn't want it to be a one-shot. They wanted more. So I had to take a step back and really start figuring out what the rest of this universe looked like, you know, with my guerrilla superhero knock-around guy. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah. So what have you got going on at the moment to promote your stuff?
So right now, as we're leading up to hopefully releasing 2 issues this year, I'm doing a big Guerrilla Comics giveaway featuring some of my own comics, but some really awesome DC comics featuring gorillas and chimpanzees and apes. So we're about to talk about JL Ape, the first chapter of that crossover. And I will be giving away the trade paperback collecting the entire story for that. I'll also be giving away a hardcover book with case files of Detective Chimp, one of my personal favorite DC characters, as well as the comic book that just dropped last week, the DC April special. And I've got my hands on a couple of the limited edition variant covers of that as well. That's going to be bundled into a big giveaway package with my latest comic book, Guerrilla My Dreams Team Up Number 1, which has just received its 3rd award for best written work for the Scream Queen Shockathon. And everyone who enters this competition will get a free PDF of that multi-award winning comic book to get a bit of a taste of what I do with my guerrilla books.
And while everyone's scrambling to think how can enter, I'm just going to put it in the show notes. So if you found this podcast, it will be in the notes for the podcast somewhere. So you can get an entry. And how long's it open till?
Look, it's open another couple of weeks, so act quick, but no real rush.
Awesome. So we are talking about, it's JL April this year. Instead of doing JL May like we normally do, we've decided to focus on all things gorilla in comics, all things ape. And part of that is you wanted to talk about the first part of the JL Ape Guerrilla Warfare special, as you mentioned before. So this came out in 1999 and it has a gorgeous cover by Arthur Adams. What do you think of the cover?
It is beautiful. And that's what attracts me and readers all around the world to this individual comic, but to this complete story. Adams's work is just always beautiful, but man, can he draw gorillas, huh?
Yeah, he does 2 things really well. It's drawing gorillas and drawing sexy women. And he actually combined that in his comic Monkey Man and O'Brien, which came out around the same time or shortly after, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Through Dark Horse, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the same imprint that gave us Sin City and Hellboy. So, wow, bit of cred there. Yeah.
I remember the very first issue of Hellboy actually had a backup story, Monkey Man and O'Brien, in it.
That's true. We're old. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, we're talking about a comic released last century.
Yeah. But this cover, it basically shows the JLA in all their glory, except they're all gorillas in this. And so we have Superman is, it looks like he's manhandling the JLA logo with his both hands.
Yeah.
Everyone else is sort of flying at the side. We've got it's a different Flash. It's the John Fox Flash, who people may remember or may not. Doesn't really matter. But basically, there was a guy from the future acting as the Flash instead of Wally West at this stage.
Yep.
And it says annual at the top, and there's a banana dangling from the L at the end, which is a good indicator that this isn't a normal comic.
Each tie-in issue had, depending what chapter you had another banana. So like the second issue was the Batman one, had 2 bananas. And then I think Aquaman was the 3rd one, had 3 bananas, and so on and so forth.
Wow, I've never noticed that. You're bringing the knowledge already.
And this issue, the Green Lantern it features is the Kyle Rayner Green Lantern. This is the Green Lantern sort of I read,
That's
from
your
the
Green
newsstand.
Lantern.
I know I was living in Sydney at the time, catching trains in and out of the actual city out to the suburbs. And there was the train station near my suburb actually had a comic rack, and that was the Green Lantern they were selling at the time. So as I'd go into the city, whenever a new issue would pop up, I would grab one of those Kyle Rayner Green Lanterns. And I think that's actually how I stumbled across this whole story, was from reading those Kyle Rayner Green Lanterns.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for having a gateway character who's fairly new to the universe that everyone can sort of follow around. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely,
comics
definitely.
don't do that very often successfully now because,
Nah,
you're,
not successfully. They try, but yeah.
yeah, but this annual, it was written by Len Kaminski and it had pencils by Jason Orfalas and inks by Geordie Ensign. And the colorist was Jason Wright. Letterer was Kurt Hathaway. And it was edited by Dan Raspler, who knows how to keep things light and fun, generally his books. But yeah, so what's it about? We'll go through page by page. Basically, the gorillas. Sorry.
I was going to say, before we start, I was actually surprised when I read this again. I didn't remember it was written by Len Kaminski, who I really like from, he did the Ghost Rider 2099 series for Marvel in the 90s, which I completely loved. So seeing how he has written this issue, it's a completely different style. And you wouldn't think just from reading it. I guess it shows how versatile a writer he is, that he can go dark and grim and cyberpunk, but then he can also just have great fun superhero guerrilla action as well.
He's a writer who the only thing I really remember him from is he did a series called Scare Tactics, which is about some DC horror themed characters who had a band. So that was a couple of years before this, but it
Okay.
went for about 12 issues and sort of burnt itself out. And I've never actually read it because it's not on the app, but it is one that I believe people will really enjoy. But yeah,
Fair enough.
he has not got a huge body of titles under his belt as far as if you look him up. Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it. So,
Yeah.
Gorilla City, if you don't know, Gorilla City is at it's a habitat in the DC universe that's hidden from the rest of the world. So the superheroes tend to find it and interact with it, but no one else knows about it. But the leader of Gorilla City is a guy called Solovar, a guy, he's an ape, sorry. And he decides to basically open the city up to the world by joining the United Nations. So he travels to the United Nations in New York and gives a speech. And yeah, the first few pages are basically his tour. So there's lots of shaking hands. It looks like, is that Clinton? It looks like Bill
Yeah.
Clinton, doesn't
Yep.
it? Yeah, and going on talkback TV and appearing on things in Times Square. Basically having a high life. Is he, dating Silver St. Cloud from the Batman books? We don't know.
It's fun. I like how quickly he goes from, this diplomatic character in the public's eyes to scandal. It's literally a week and a half. It says the start of the speech happens on Monday, then Tuesday he's shaking the president's hand, Wednesday he's on a talk show, and it's next Wednesday is where they're all talking the scandal. So it's really fun just how quickly it sort of escalated from diplomatic thing to the public just going crazy with the rumors.
Yeah, I love that in the talk show he's having to defend whether the city actually exists because people think it's a myth,
Yeah.
which seems very like talk shows today. Unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I feel like, again, rereading this last week, it's almost like the Black Panther movie. They've ripped this whole storyline of Civil War before the Black Panther meetings, where T'Chaka was trying to come out to the rest of the world and join the United Nations, and the same sort of inevitable ending to the head of this hidden city in the African jungle,
and I guess we're talking about the title page, which has an explosion wiping out his limo and him. Yeah, and then it spells out it's guerrilla warfare and that the annual season starts here. So yeah, he's gone. Yeah, and I mean he's a long-term character. He's been around since the 60s, I believe, in the Flash books with Barry Allen. So yeah, but then we see sort of news reactions around the world and the intelligence community and how they're responding, and so they're trying to find who did the explosion, who's responsible, all that sort of stuff.
And then we have we go back to actual Gorilla City, where all the diplomatic gorillas of the government are basically calling for the human race to be murdered because they murdered our beloved leader.
Yeah, death to the humans. So yeah, it's very Planet of the Apes at this point.
Yeah.
But we see that they're watching this unfold. There's a secret group of gorillas who are scheming, as secret groups tend to do. They're a little cabal who, and it's kind of unsure who they're working for, but it's Grodd.
Yeah, if you know anything about DC's Guerrilla Universe, You know, Grodd's got his
That's
fingers
Grodd.
in there
Who's
somewhere.
the evil schemer behind this guerrilla plot? Grodd. There we go.
Yeah.
Taken care of. So basically, there's an heir to Solovar, and that's his nephew, Olgo, Prince Regent Olgo. But he's been groomed by this secret cabal to say the right things and do their stuff. But the end result of this is they declare war on the human world because they will blame them for what happened to Solovar, even though plot-wise it was probably done by the apes in secret.
Yep.
Like most of these plots. I think we get to page 7 before we see that Grodd is behind the scenes scheming.
As we suspected all along. And then, in a guise of diplomacy, the Gorilla City invite specific members of the Justice League to come and visit their Gorilla City in Africa. And the specific members requested is Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and the Flash, who, as invited by a diplomat, head straight there.
So they're running and swimming and flying across the ocean, and basically they make it to Gorilla City and they get stopped at the borders and attacked, which, well, it's an ambush, which I could have seen coming, but they didn't. But while they're skirmishing, we see that someone has locked sights on them and fires a, looks like a projectile fired from a gun, like a rocket propelled grenade or something.
Almost like a rocket the Flash has sort of stopped 1,000 times before, but somehow was too distracted to stop it this time.
Well, maybe because it's the John Fox Flash and he's not as good as Wally West or Barry Allen,
Of
perhaps.
course, of course.
Yeah, but they're all enveloped in smoke. They're coughing away. And as the smoke clears, we see
Ba
that they all turn into gorillas.
ba
Yeah.
Yeah, we got this beautiful rendition of them all as gorillas, the four of them. And I love it. We learned that it hasn't just affected their bodies, it's also affected their minds. And apart from Superman, they all start hollering out death to the humans. But then I guess it's Superman's alien psychology or physiology or something that has prevented his mind being lost straight away like the others. But he does eventually succumb to it and decide that, death to all humans.
Yeah, they're racing around, and but just before they can go off on their kill all the humans, they get stopped by the Martian Manhunter, who is there invisibly the whole time. That's one of his powers, but
And so
remarkably,
has also become a gorilla.
he's also become a gorilla, which I didn't think would be possible, but
It's actually funny reading the comic 20 years later and things you just accepted then, as a more sophisticated adult. It's kind of like Martian Manhunter's other abilities is shapeshifting. So can you turn him into a gorilla? Obviously you can, but I would really like to see an analysis of the science behind that.
Well, the science is the story needed it, so it's happened. But he's trying to calm them all down because he presumably his mental prowess and his physical shape shifting means that he's not as vulnerable to the going team ape straight away. And he reaches out with his mind to make them remember and calm down. And he calls for a telepathic remote link transport, which basically beams them up to the watchtower out of Gorilla City.
Yep, and then we have our secret cabal of gorilla supervillains. Didn't anticipate that at all, and are quite outraged that the Gorilla Justice League has fallen through their fingers.
And I believe it's three new characters and one old character. That the gorilla boss of Gotham City is he's pre-existing, so he was from one of those wacky comics where gorillas were crime bosses.
Yeah, well, I actually learned that the history of DC having so many gorilla characters was that in the 1950s, apparently that's where the saying comes from, that if you put a gorilla on the cover of your comic, it sells more. And so, that's why DC has so many gorilla characters, that the marketing department were like, okay, well, we don't want gorillas on every issue every month because that's going to oversaturate. But every month we need a gorilla on one cover of one of our books. And so, they made all these different gorilla characters to take on all of the different superheroes so that every month, almost in a rotating roster, that they could have a gorilla on the cover of a comic book to try and boost sales.
I think the Secret Origin issue on gorillas, they basically said these were the top five selling things on comics, and it was I think someone crying, someone on a motorbike, a gorilla, dinosaurs, and basically they put every single one on this cover. So they had crying gorillas on motorbikes fleeing dinosaurs. So.
Yeah, I know what my next gorilla cover is going to be, mate.
Yeah. Okay. So the Grodd is waiting. That he says, if we leave them, they'll just get more and more gorilla-ish, and that
Yep.
will work to our advantage, even though they've run off now. I love this on the Watchtower that Kyle Rayner arrives and he walks in basically on this table full of gorillas, and he thinks it's a hazing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and he's like, "Hey, weirder things have happened, you know." And the Gorilla Justice League are just chatting back and forwards about the case, about the adventure. And he's adamant that he's not going to break, that he's not going to crack under their hazing. And it's written so well that we're getting a briefing of what has happened, but then we've got Kyle's thoughts where he's saying, "Okay, stay cool. I'm Mr. Cool. I'm not even going to think the words." It's just so clever. I can't help but smile when I read it, you know. And then he does break, and he's like, "What the heck is going on around here?" sort of thing. Great page, man. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and Batman has been hiding nearby, wondering the same thing. And yeah, he's a lurker and he racks off before your meeting's done, as Commissioner Gordon knows. Yeah, anyway, so they've got things to do, so they've checked the bomb. And they're not really sure why the gorilla bomb works, but perhaps it has some magic element.
Because they look into it, Batman and Martian Manhunter look into it, and they suggest, you know, is it the mist? Is it the gas that's in the bomb? And that's not even what has done it. Batman's like, "Nah, man, it's a bit of a red herring to make us think that that's what it is when it isn't really."
Yeah.
And it turns out that they've got some type of crystalline isolinear chip
Yep.
inside it, whatever that means. I love comic book science, man. I
Yeah.
love it.
And it's a great lab. It's very high tech with lots of robot claws and things. But yeah, but they think it's affecting the morphogenetic field, which means you probably ought to pay a visit to Animal Man, who is the character most in touch with the morphogenetic field. So how did you go with the Animal Man stuff? Have you read the Animal Man series?
Man, I actually have the hardcover of the Grant Morrison Animal Man, the entire collection, but it's so big and intimidating. I haven't read it. I read the most recent Jeff Lemire run, which
Yep.
I completely loved and I adored it, and I've grown to love Animal Man so much. But the hardcover by Grant Morrison, I'm just too intimidated to even try and get into it. It's just so big.
Well, yeah, this is a rare appearance by Animal Man in DC Comics that weren't Vertigo by this stage, because he'd really gone off to the weird end of the DC universe. So having him here, where Gorilla Manhunter approaches him. And he's freaked out and he's babbling and everything, and he seems to be upset. But what all that has to do with all the things that he learned about himself in the Grant Morrison series, which was basically he discovered he was a comic book character and that someone else
Right.
was writing his story. So
Okay, that's enough to make anyone freak out.
he is aware of the readers and he is aware of the fourth wall and all that sort of stuff. And I love on the next page where he's going, "Oh God, I'm important to the plot." But yeah, he talks with Martian Manhunter and talks a bit about his own comic. He talks a bit about what's happening. But yeah, it basically Martian Manhunter reads his mind and leaves with no answers, but fairly troubled by what he read in his mind.
Yeah, I'll keep it to myself because it's pretty disturbing. And he
Yeah.
gets back to the Watchtower where every gorilla is going insane because it must be, for lack of a better word, gorilla mating season. And they're all fighting for Gorilla Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah, shows of male dominance, etc. So, yeah, best not dwelled on. Basically,
Yeah.
the longer they are gorillas, the more gorilla-ish they get, which is the problem. But yeah, the Martian Manhunter solution to this is to give them sort of one-on-one therapy, mental therapy, to concentrate on the shape of who they are and their actions, and let everything link themselves to their past, not their present. So, does a lot of that, which seems to help. But basically, the next problem is that at the United Nations, the Prince Ulgo has arrived with his entourage, and they let everyone know that, hey, we're at war with you.
Yeah, you jerks killed our guys. But what I actually really liked, though, was it wasn't just a matter of Planet of the Apes, let's just murder everyone. Olgo is like, "You killed our guy, but we're not going to kill you. What we're going to do instead is exterminate Homo sapiens by turning all of you cats into gorillas." And I just thought that was a cool different angle to what would very easily have been a story where it's like, okay, now we're all at war sort of thing. I really liked that approach, that it's like, yeah, you know, in some ways I think gorillas are better than people. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure whose side of the argument I'm on right now, Paul. Especially where it's a weird kind of, we'll solve this problem by, in a weird twisted way, bringing us all together instead of dividing us further sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and it also keeps things light because this is, a kind of fun story. And once you start killing lots of people, it
Yeah.
becomes a bit more serious. I mean, the
Yes,
stakes
true.
become higher. Yeah, the JLA, they beam down to the United Nations because they see that one of the gorillas has a bomb, and they're too late, and the bomb gets dropped, and it with a pathoomph, it
Yep.
basically turns all the delegates into gorillas. And the next few pages are just nuts.
It's you've just got all these gorillas in suits just going nuts on each other, capitalist running dogs, cultural imperialists, you know, and just bashing each other with chairs and with fists and whatever, and it's so much fun.
And some of the JLA caught up, like Kyle Rayner is now a gorilla in the middle of this.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, but at the Watchtower, Martian Manhunter and Batman have a solution. They reckon they can reverse it, but it'll only work in a limited range
So they've
with a
got to go and
specific amount of
personally.
mass.
Yeah, actually, that's what I really like. Got enough of this bomb here to take care of everyone, but it's only a specific amount of tons of gorilla it can turn back, which happens to be just less of the 2.37 tons that us as Justice League gorillas actually weigh.
Yes. So everyone but us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we get a great double page spread of mayhem at the UN with Flash Gorilla zooming around and Wonder Woman Gorilla trying to calm people down and everyone shouting things. And yeah, Kyle Rayner's very prominent at the top going, "It's a madhouse,"
Yes,
quoting
yes.
Planet of the Apes.
So good. So good.
And there's I think there's quotes from Doctor Strangelove as well as everything else in there.
Yeah.
And then another double page splash of them rounding up all the people, as many as they can, to get them in the one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the apes have realized the people who have just become apes have realized that the JLA aren't on the same side as them. So they're going, "Death through the false apes who oppose us." Yeah.
So
Superman's trying to
yeah,
talk people down or gorillas down, but it's not working.
and then so they throw their custom evolution bomb, maybe I would call it de-evolution. No, de-evolution. Anyway, they throw
Morphin
their
bomb.
morphic charges, and they throw that in there and turn all the UN diplomats back into humans, and everyone's not seriously injured. Some people are getting whisked away in ambulances, but for the most part, everyone's fine. The end, right?
Well, I mean, we still have JLA, well, most of them are gorillas, and they realize that there's,
Yeah, Martian Manhunters
yeah.
managed to pick up from Olgo that there are parts of this plan that need to take place in Themyscira, Atlantis, Central City, Bloodhaven, Metropolis, and the low Earth orbit, just coincidentally where all of these Justice League superheroes have a lot of background and experience in each of these places.
Yeah, so perhaps there's a whole bunch of annuals that you ought to read that take place in those locations. We're
Yes.
focusing on different Justice Leaguers who are gorillas. So,
Yeah.
and they agree that, like it or not, they'll have to split up. And off they
Yeah,
go.
that's right. And then, but then Batman and Gorilla Man, Gorilla and Martian Manhunter, have a little conversation where Batman knows that Martian Manhunter is holding something back from him. And,
But he doesn't find out what, and Martian Manhunter disappears on him, which Batman always does to people. So
Yeah, take
now
that,
he.
Batman. How
But
do you like that? How does that feel, pal?
what a great opener! I mean, really just sets the stage of what's going to happen and drags you in. Like I was revved to read it more after reading this one.
Look, it is such a fun issue, and I'm glad I actually revisited it. I just it's from start to end. It's just good old fashioned comic book fun. I don't know what else to say, man. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, so what's happening in this month is we're not doing every chapter of this story. The Batpod are doing the Batman Annual, which is the next part of this crossover. But I'm going to do an Aquaman chapter later in the month. And at the end of the month, I'll do the Martian Manhunter story, which wraps the whole thing up. But everyone in the meantime is going to do their favorite gorilla stories. So just look for the hashtag JLApril. That'll point you where to go. And people
So
will
it's
be.
not, oh, sorry, it's not necessarily like DC ape story.
I believe people are doing whatever they want. So we've got some Marvel stuff in
Nice.
there as well. So yeah, you're going to get lots of apey goodness. So
Awesome.
yeah, check it out.
Well, I'll be paying attention to that. Every single one of them, for sure.
So if people want to hear about what you're up to, Tim, what should they do?
I think what you need to do is just jump onto Instagram and follow at Big Tim Styles. I post most of my nonsense on there. That's where I post, you know, more information about this big gorilla giveaway that I'm doing. And yeah, you know, each week I sort of do an Instagram live where I just talk about a comic book that I've read that's a bit of fun. So that's where I do all my nonsense, at Big Tim Styles on Instagram.
Yeah, and you'd be a fool not to enter the competition because you could win free comics.
It's over $150 worth of loot, and it's all this DC Comics, including some Detective Chimp Hero Clicks, if you're into playing miniature games and things as well. So there's a whole lot of really cool stuff there that you could win. And as I said, even if you're not a winner, you still walk away with the PDF of my latest gorilla comic book that is multi-award winning and get a bit of a taste for my sense of humor and the sort of thing that I do.
Yeah, well, personally, I can't stop coming back for your comics every time. So.
And I appreciate it. And I love every one of you that do that.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back in the month with more Dial F for Flanger, and we'll be looking at the Aquaman annual.
And thanks for having me, man.
No worries.
Celebrating the tradition of apes in comics. For 2024, Grodd has transformed JL May into JL April with a host of podcast all-stars. Look for the hashtag JLApril2024 on social media, the podcast crossover event that doesn't monkey around.
JL April.
Monkey around? Really?